Gee, August Foyle, Jugaji and Clark, and Luke Glasgow in the shock than a show with me, Tom Comack. They're always with you on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock. And, well, this is our last programme of 2018. We're just taking a week off. We'll be back again very early in the new year. But I'm delighted to say I'm joined in studio tonight by one of the legends of Donegal football, club football and county, John Harn. We'll be joined by Anthony Molloy shortly, of course, the man that climbed the steps in 1992 to raise aloft to Sam Maguire for the very first time. And coming up later on the programme, we'll be joined by John Lynch from Tyrone and Conlon Gilligan from Derry. And the main focus of tonight's programme is to, well, be reflect on 2018 and how we feel it went in the particular counties, and we may even get around to feel how we feel are going to go in the new year. First of all, John, you're very welcome to join us tonight. You're joining us regularly throughout the season, and we're delighted that you braved the weather again tonight to come out to join us.
No problem, Tom. Good to be here.
Yeah, and I suppose we'll begin on a sad note tonight, because Donegal GAA and people of Downings and in that whole north of Donegal are in mourning tonight and this week with the sad passing last night or Monday night of Paddy McBride.
Aye. Very sad, Tom. I seen you yesterday down at the removal. You know, Paddy Finney, a great Gael. You know, it's a pity. You know, he has a short illness and he went very quick. And you know, very fit man, ran marathons and everything. And
smoked 17 marathons. Never smoked or drank.
Never smoked or drank. Healthy living. And you know, Tom, he gave great service. I suppose the highlight this year was the, you know,
Mortis Pell
and the Gael in Downings, and it was a great weekend for them. And Paddy was the main driving force behind that there. And you know, from a personal point of view, he was always a good ref, and he was...
Well, how did you find him as a ref?
Well, we always, in St. Jurans, we loved him because we thought he was always very good to us, very favourable. He did the 2009 county final, which we won, and it was Jim McGuinness's last game for Glentis. Jim was player manager, and Jim gave him some stick that day on the pitch, but that was part and parcel. Finney just laughed and got on with it. Mm-hmm. I found him a very good ref. I think he had great respect. You know, and he had a good coaching career too, Paddy. Early days, you would have had him, helped him with under 16, that Ted Webb Cup team in 1991. I heard Sean McEwen.
And Anthony Molloy would be talking to him. He was playing the team for him.
Yeah, so very sad for his family and for the whole Downings community. And, you know, a great Gael.
Yeah,
and
just 59. He'd be 69,
yeah. And as you say, Tom, so healthy and fit. And, you know, it's just one of those things, the cancer, and it's quick illness, and it was all over.
Yeah, because he went into hospital only on the 2nd of October or something.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, because I was talking about a championship game down in Termin. I think it was Termin and Four Masters. And he seemed in good form, you know. He didn't seem to be. Yeah. And looked good, actually.
Looked good. Tom, you never know what's around the corner. Very sad coming up to Christmas.
Yeah, certainly a sad note. You're listening to the GAA programme with me, Tom Comack. That's the voice of John Harn joining me in studio. And I see I'm joined also on the line by 1992 All Ireland winning captain Anthony Molloy. Anthony, a very good night to you.
Good evening, Tom. Yeah, how are you, Tom?
And first of all, I suppose we mentioned there to John, we're talking about Paddy Finney McBride, someone that you knew very well and were very friendly with, and I'm sure you're, like the rest of us, quite sad tonight and today.
Yeah, Tom, I learned with huge sadness, you know, the passing of Paddy yesterday morning, and, you know, he was a great Gael, Paddy, and a great friend of mine also, and, you know, I had the privilege when I took over the county minor team in the mid-90s, Paddy was a selector and a trainer with me, you know. And all I can say, you know, he was a great clubman, Paddy, a great true gentleman and a great Gael, I suppose. And I suppose Paddy was very much involved with his club, the Downings, and a fantastic player himself. And I suppose Paddy would have been noted for a solo dummy, you know, and then... I suppose in later years then, he was known as a referee, and a damn good referee, a very fair referee, and he was also secretary for the referees here in Donegal as well.
Yeah, so a distinguished career, always interested in the GAA. The GAA was his life. Though he did play soccer, and played soccer at high level, and played on that great Fannad United team of the mid-80s that won intermediate cups and all that.
Yeah, well, Paddy was a very natural sort of a player, like, and sort of a gifted player, like, and he could play both codes, and he had a good career in the soccer as well, like, and as I said, like, very natural and nice sort of a player that you don't see these days, like, or you know, with a solo dummy, and he could take a score as well, like, and he was dangerous. He was a very dangerous inside forward, Paddy.
Yeah, and of course Downings in his time had a good team. They were up in the senior championship, and they were winning All Ireland Gaeltachtson.
without a doubt, like, we'd have played the Downies a lot of times around that time, and they had a great team around that time, there's no doubt about that, all the voices, like, and Bradley's and all that there, and wee Paddy, and the whole lot, like, and they had a very, very good team, and we'd have known them fairly well, like, and it was a tough place to go to, like, to get a result, the Downies in them days.
Yeah. Anyway, it's sad, he's been laid to rest on Friday after 11 o'clock Mass in Carrigart, and the wake is ongoing at the moment, and if the crowds that were there for his removal yesterday evening, John Harn, are anything to go by, I'm sure it's a busy night tonight in Downing's.
I'm sure so, Tom. You know,
it's a sad time, and it's a sad time for us all, and it's a sad time for his family and the club and all that there, so yes, Sheriff Paddy's on him, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, Anthony, seeing as we have you on, and I know we want to talk to you about an upcoming event early in the new year, a banquet and to honour Brian McAniff. That's what we want to talk to you about. We've been trying to catch up with you for the last couple of weeks, but you've been busy out in London and Dublin and everywhere raising money. But first of all, the purpose of tonight's programme is to kind of look back on 2018. In terms of Donegal, good year, bad year, indifferent year?
Sure, look, it's been a hugely successful year for Donegal as a whole. Like, you know, when you can turn and look back at your year and you can boast Ulster champions, and then, you know, Wiscadore won on the Ulster club title and Reg Hughes won on the junior Ulster, you know, what a year, like, and it definitely augurs well for the future, Tom, and, you know, there's no doubt about it, like, Donegal football is in a very healthy state at the moment.
Yeah, and of course, just a college's game, I suppose, it shows the improvement and the raising of standards in Donegal. Loretta Milford won a back-to-back Arthur's Cup, that's an Ulster under-16 competition, a schools competition yesterday, the defeat in Joseph from Donamore in Tyrone.
Yeah, that's right, I forgot about that, that's right, yeah, that's another big one, and you know, so, like, we are very, very healthy regarding football, like, and so suppose it's up, you know, to the likes of us now to run, make sure these people are looked after going forward, you know.
Yeah. And John Harn, what's your reflection on the year? Was obviously relegation to Division 2 the donor?
Probably was, Tom, you know, but you have to say that it's all about the championship, and, you know, we got the Ulster title, anytime we get an Ulster title in Donegal, we haven't that many, 6 or 7, you know, so we're grateful to get them. Going down, getting beaten, you know, drawing that last game against Mayo that day in Balbuffet, where, you know, we probably should have stayed up, but it just went against the day. But it's not the end of the world, Tom, because we had a good championship, and, you know, we performed pretty well in the Super 8. You know, we did okay.
Yeah, we won one game. We lost the big one.
Yeah, the Tyrone and Balbuffet was a disappointment, because, you know, 10 minutes of the second half, Tom, we were in a good enough position. We were leading by 2 or 3 points and looking good, but, you know, we seemed to run out of steam, and the Tyrone bench came, you know, overpowered us in the last 10 minutes. But plenty of, as Anthony says, a lot of positives from Donegal football, Tom. You know, sometimes I think we're very hard on ourselves, but as Anthony says, look at all them titles for the clubs and the county, and, you know, even the ladies won Ulster again this year. So, you know, a lot of positives. I mean, you look at schools like Milford and all these other schools, the schools in Inishowen that have come together for the McLaren Cup and competing well, and St. Junior's College and the McCrory Cup.
And doing
well, Tom. Absolutely. They're competing well, and, you know, they have a chance now of getting to quarter final. So, you know, On the whole, Tom, very, very positive.
Yeah, and of course we can't forget the hurlers, the one in Nicky Rackard.
Exactly, the hurlers did very well, Tom, and very, very well, got the Croke Park and got the trophy, and fair play them, and they'll be looking to make progress again. And, you know, suppose at this time, Tom, when you see that, you know, Mick, I seen the job advertised today for the Games Promotion Officer, it's taken over from Mick, who's retired,
Mick Murphy, yeah,
who did a lot of great work for them last, I think, 13 or 14 years, so, you know, fair play to Mick, because he put a lot of work into it and got them schools and got a whole lot of coaching and games development going around the county, and fair play to Mick. And it's a big job now, but it's a good job, and it's someone new coming in and new ideas, and push, as Anthony says, push the thing on again, and it's up to everyone else around to support these young players coming through now, make sure that they get, you know, convoys developed and they get the best preparation, and all them things cost money, and that's a big challenge for the county board and everyone else.
And tell me, reflecting on the club scene, Gwydor, the story of the year?
Oh, without doubt, Tom, you know, very, very jealous, but you have to take your hat off to them and fair play to them, you know, unbelievable. They took their chance, Tom, they seen that there was an opening there and they'd not had to fear, and fair play to them, they went at it, and, you know, you get nothing easy in Ulster, and to beat Cross McLaren, to beat Scotstown, you know, it's not easy, and you have to take your hat off to them. And Tom, listen, they're going to the Corrifin game with nothing to lose. You know, yeah. Fair play to them. And Red Hughes, another great story, fair play to them. You know, it's great that intermediate and junior championship that was brought in maybe about 10 years ago by Sean Kelly, the president at the time, is a really brilliant competition.
Yeah, it's like the Nicky Rack or the Christy Ring.
It gives them all something to keep playing for and to win and off their title. Like, you know, Niamh Colin Kill last year and Newton got great value out of it. And no, it'd be lovely for Red Hughes to get to Croke Park, wouldn't it? It'd be great for everyone, you know.
Yeah, it'd be good for the football in the county.
Brilliant, it'd be brilliant. So, you know, fair play to them. So, you have to say, Tom, did it football in Donegal? Well, in a strong place.
You might have an idea what he's here like, you know, because your roots are in Sligo and you follow it closely.
You would think, Tom, looking in, that's Donegal junior football will be better than Sligo junior football. That's just your thing. But the thing about Eastkey, Tom, is they were senior 2 years ago, so they went from senior. They got relegated to intermediate. They got relegated from intermediate to junior. So, you know, there's an asterisk beside them because they're probably not really a junior team as such. You know what I mean? Yeah. They've gone down two grades very quick. So they're probably, you know, they're going to be strong enough, I would think. So Red Hughes might have their work cut out. But listen, Red Hughes have nothing to worry. You know, nothing to fear.
Anthony Guidor, the story of the year in club football.
There's no doubt about that, Tom. You know, not alone for Guidor club themselves, but for Donegal as a whole, like, and it's put us on the map, like, as a footballing force, like, and Paddy's Day, wouldn't it not be great to see Donegal club like Guidor in Croke Park, and what a weekend that would make for us, you know, because we're playing Cork today before in the National League, and it's not beyond Guidor either, or the likes of Red Hughes. So it's great to see clubs as John said there, you know, progressing like that, and it'll set the stall out for other clubs in Donegal to follow suit, maybe, you know.
And I suppose you mentioned Croke Park on St. Patrick's Day, and I suppose really the story nationally at club level this year has to be Mullinocta in Longford. That's an amazing story.
That's unbelievable altogether, and I watched it, like, and for such a small community, like, and it just goes to show you, Tom, you know, what can be achieved, like, if you have 20, 25 lads on the one wavelength and they want to do something, and they have proved that, and probably opened up the road for more clubs in there, in Longford, and which is not a strong football, there wouldn't be a strong hold in football by no means, but it goes to show you what can be achieved when your mind's put to it.
Yeah. Anyway, Anthony, I want to talk to you about this banquet that's coming up, a tribute to Brian McAniff, and obviously it's a fundraising effort as well, let's be honest about it. You're a member of a new high-powered finance committee that's been set up by the county chairman, Mick McGrath.
Yeah, this is Mick McGrath come in there, he as chairman, he's done Trojan work there, and we have set up committees here and there, like, and we have a fantastic committee here in Donegal. We have a committee in Dublin, which is called Club Donegal, and we have a committee in London, which is called Team Donegal, and we had a very, very successful weekend last weekend as regarding fundraising. And I suppose when I have this opportunity, I would just like to thank the people, the Donegal people in Dublin and the Donegal people in London for the huge effort they made and making it such a success last weekend. Coming going forward, fundraising event on the Friday the 15th of February in the Mount Airgall, honouring Brian McAniff, a true legend, and that promises to be a great night as well, Tom, and this will be an annual event as well, by the way, you know.
Yeah, and it's just not an ordinary, shall we say, function. It's quite high powered, isn't it?
Without a doubt, like, and there's going to be a lot of former greats around, and there'll be a lot of the players or current players will be there, and there's going to be a lot of people on view there, and it promises to be a great night, and we're all looking forward to that as well, like, again. We have a small separate committee looking after that night, and I don't know much about it, but I do know it's going to be a fantastic event. The doors will be open about 7 o'clock.
Yeah, and your it's pretty expensive though.
Well, you know, Tom, as you know, like we have a lot of things, but a lot of people don't know, and I'll just make a comparison here, Tom. In 1992, it took 200,000, approximately 200,000 punt to the time to run the county Donegal County Board, and that's all teams. Today, it takes above 2 million euros, right, to run all our teams in Donegal, and this coming year, in fact, it's going to take 4 million between Conway and the running of all our teams. So. It's big stuff now, Tom. Like, you know, and you know, if we are going to compete with the Dublins and the Tyrones and the Kerrys and the Derrys with facilities and all that, we have to go with fundraising events like this, Tom.
Yeah, and so just remind us again. It's on when?
It's on Friday, the 15th of February.
Yeah, and it's in the Mount Errigal.
Yeah, yeah.
And in terms of what it's confined to what, 50 tables or something?
With 50 tables, yeah.
At €1,000 a table, is it?
Yeah, but like people can go separate, you know, if they want to go, you know, look, we'll accommodate everybody, like, you know, it doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, so, yeah.
But you're obviously looking at groups as well and companies.
Oh,
and
exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and tell me, how can we get tickets?
The tickets will be going on sale shortly, Tom, yeah. I'm not right. I think they are going on sale this week.
Probably after Christmas, or maybe
yeah,
you will.
After Christmas, yeah.
Yeah, well, so that's something to look forward to, and I'm sure there's other events planned as well. Because as you said, obviously, as we discovered last week or at the convention, the old finances aren't in that healthy state. Quite a lot old at the moment, so it's a bold move, a brave move, and obviously, but it has to be done.
It has to be done, Tom, because, you know, and it's great even to report this week, you know, the steel frame, you know, the structure of the building will be finished this week.
That's in Conway.
Yeah. So we're moving on quite, and we're hoping to have that finished by the end of the year, 2019. Yeah. It's a fantastic development there in Conway, and it's a place, Tom, we will be proud of, that we, it's going to be there for everybody, for our county, for all our county teams to use, like, and that's where we have to be, because I feel that we didn't, with all our success, Tom, you know, since 2011, I don't think we pushed on, and it's important now that we can have a place, a central place to train all our teams, and that we're not going around looking for pitches here and there all over the county, looking for clubs to give us pitches and that we have a place to train all our teams, and hopefully by the end of 2019 we will have that.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Walter Ash, you're in studio here with John Harn of St. Junan's in Donegal, of course. And before the break there, we heard Anthony Malloy, the Donegal 1992 All-Ireland winning captain, telling us about that tribute banquet, fundraising banquet, which has been held in February in tribute to Brian McInniff. So looking forward to that. Tickets on sale shortly. €100 head, 10 people at a table, €1,000 table, 50 tables. So I'm sure they'll have no difficulty in filling that. We move now to Tyrone, and we're joined by John Lynch. John, a good night to you.
How you doing, Tom? Good night.
Good. And also, I think we've got Conlath Gilligan on the phone from Derry. Good night, Conlath.
Hi, Tom. Hi, John.
Good. How are you?
Tom, how you doing?
Tell me. Anyway, John, first of all, I suppose, looking back on the year, Tyrone surrendered their Ulster title to Donegal, suffered a defeat to Monaghan, I suppose, and Donegal went on and won it, but yeah. Reached the All-Ireland final, losing to Dublin by 6 points. I suppose, given Dublin, no great shame in that.
No, it wasn't, Tom. I suppose... getting to the final was a big thing for us, but I suppose when you consider the whole, if you consider the whole year from start to finish, Tom, like we got a serious stuffing just at the end of last year, and then the building started from that. So probably if you had told Mickey at the start of the year you were going to get to the final, he was taking it with both hands. But it's been an up and down year really, Tom, with a lot of stuff went through. You know, getting beat in the first round of the championship, and then. Getting through the
that was against Monaghan,
Tom. I suppose it was a tough game going into it, Tom. The conference wasn't. I talked to you before about this. The conference wasn't high. They hadn't a brilliant league, Tom. You know, we lost our first match to Galway, and that was disappointing. But I suppose when you look at Galway's year, it might have been as bad a result as possibly we thought at the time. But still, in all, Tom, it's about winning and getting confidence up, and I suppose. To be getting beat against Monaghan at home was a bad day for us, Tom, to be fair. But I suppose, in hindsight, we've regathered, got ourselves through the back door system and got ourselves into a situation to get into the Super 8s. And,
and that was a big victory in Ballybuffet against Donegal.
A big victory in Ballybuffet, Tom. It was, like, you know, being there, it was a tough game, nip and tuck the whole way through. And, you know, you have to say that a bit of luck was on our side on the day, Tom. There was nothing between the two teams. But luckily we got our few scores at the end to come out at the right side. So it was tough on Donegal, but Tom, that's what obviously Tyrone were going out to do. They're going out to win the match, and they had to win whatever way it was, and we got through it. And, you know, that was the game that really spurred us on to keep on going and get ourselves through the rest of the Super 8s and into the semi-final.
Yeah, so, and as we said, reached the final, and Dublin are such a strong team. It's going to take a good team to beat them.
It definitely goes like a good team to beat them, Tom. But, like, there's so many aspects of the Dublin team, Tom, that you could go to and say, you know, they're tops at this, you know, the top forwards, the top this, the top that. But like, Tom, they have everything in abundance. You know, they have, you know, their backroom staff, their playing staff, their management staff. Everything's top notch, Tom, and they're very, very professional in everything they do. And you know, they have set the bar, and everybody else is trying to catch up.
Have they an unfair advantage?
No, I wouldn't say it's unfair advantage, Tom. At the end of the day, you know, you have to fight what you get, what you're thrown up, and you know, they've got, you know, the players that are born in Dublin are playing for Dublin. You know what I mean? That, you know, so that's not unfair. Yes, they have the finances, Tom. You know, they're the capital city. They have all that going for them. So we can't complain. You know, Tom, that's the way it is for them. That's what you're up against.
Yeah.
Believe me, Tom, there will be lean years again in Dublin. Yeah. People think this is going to go on forever. It'll not go on forever. You know, this went on.
And tell me, the club seen Cole Island come through. I know you were involved with them.
I was involved with Cole Island, Tom, again. Conlon was involved there too at the start. But we got involved, Tom. And again, as I said about Tyrone, a wee bit of luck brought them through. Look, they got three games, Tom, at the end. You know, take nothing away from them. They're a great team. You know, they worked hard. And they got through games like they got through Errol Kieran and got through Dromore and got themselves into a final, which they won fair and square, and they were very good. But it was a great turnaround for the year they had coming in at the start, you know, and turned it around and won an O'Neill Cup. But they were disappointing, I suppose, against the Cross and the first in the Ulster, because at the end of the day, Tom, as you talked earlier about Gidor and teams like that, you know, it's great to get out, but Teams like club teams now, you have to go and compete at the Ulster level, Tom. At the end of the day, this was all about. Like.
Yeah. Certainly, and of course, again, it's Tyrone failed to club teams for some reason. I don't know. Just failed to make it through in Ulster. It's a problem. But anyway, John, delighted you could join us, and thank you for all your cooperation all year. And no doubt we'll be talking to you plenty of times.
Pleasure, Tom. Thank you, and happy New Year Day. Happy Christmas to all your listeners there.
Oh, good. Conlon Gilligan, I suppose there's no point in getting away from it. The low point had to be in Derry this year, dropping to Division 4.
Yeah, look, it was very, very disappointing. I suppose at the start of the year, promotion was pretty much talked about and looked at. And the Slocknail contingent not being available was obviously going to be a problem, but I don't think anybody expected the league just to go as poorly as it did. And I suppose it was very difficult then after that to try and pull the thing round, because even with the four or five Slocknail players coming back in, at that stage confidence was very low, and because they'd won so few games and in all competitions up until that stage, it was going to be very difficult for them to try and pull anything back at that point.
Yeah. I suppose there were green shoots, and very positive green shoots. Your under-20s won Ulster, went all the way to an All-Ireland final. Your under-17s defeated Ulster in the Ulster final.
In terms of the underage work that's going on, like it has been very, very good over the last number of years, and with the 20s, and I suppose it's very hard when you look back, and you know, Derry have lost a number of players now, so they're really strong underage players. You know, you've your Glass, and obviously you've now players went to Australia this year again, so those things probably won't help Derry in the short term, because you know, if you were looking at players that had broke through and from other counties, like Glass would have been one of those players who would probably be a mainstay in Derry now. So, but that aside, Callum Brown leaving, there is a strong nucleus of players at 17 to 21 now who don't really have the inferiority complex that previous, you know, Derry teams might have had, because they've had success against the Tyrones and against the Donegal. So they'll come in, but again, the worry is that they're coming into a team that are very much at the bottom end. And in Division 4, look, they're going to have to absolutely die for every result, because once you go there, you play to the level you're at, and it'll be very, it'll not just be very simple to get out of that division either.
Mm. But it's a, surely it has to be top of the agenda.
Well, it has to be the only agenda. I don't think there's anybody looking at the championship at this stage. You know, the lubricant for the whole season will be getting into the start of the league, because there was a few anemic performances at the start of last year, and it was very hard to get back from that there. And I suppose it's been endemic of Derry for the last few seasons, where they can pull out a big result and then, you know, play one or two bad games on the bounce. And it comes down to confidence. When, you know, as John alluded to, Tyrone got a number of wins and they got on to a run. And when you do that, then it becomes very, very easy. And games that go and hang in the balance, you tend to win as opposed to lose. And Derry were at the wrong side of those games, where, you know, in the Sligo game to stay up, and, you know, found it very difficult to push on whenever they were in a position to win.
Okay, unfortunately, we've got to leave it. Before we go, we can't forget James Doherty from Churchill, who's been laid to rest, a famous bus driver who drove many teams, including John Harn, I'm sure, from time to time. But that's it from this week and from this year from me, Tom Comack. My thanks to John Harn, to Conrad Gilligan, to John Lynch, to Jimmy Stafford on sound. But most of all, thank you for you to listening and for your company all year. Alex Nino Orfi, Washa Eve Galair.